Okay, Cosmos, after somewhere where we, maybe where we enter the creation of Brahma or something. You who may read this book in order to hopefully figure out all the measurements and geography and all that, places and oceans and mountains given mention in the Bhagavatam and the Puranas, maybe a bit dissatisfied, disappointed so far. I'll see what we will come upon here, but I want, by the very approach to the topic here, emphasize that this Bhagavad Purana, called the Amala Purana, the natural commentary to the Vedanta Sutra, is very high level knowledge, very important, very profound. And that is what the cosmology of the Bhagavatam is, which we're trying to show here. If one spends most of the time trying to get what's really mundane details right, meaning places and distances and all that, and planets in space, and look for that in the Bhagavatam, I claim, and you are welcome to prove me wrong, that one is missing the point. And even risk to give a downsized presentation of what the Bhagavatam is really about. Now, during my research into this, I have come to the conclusion that there is not so much in the Bhagavatam about such things. They are mentioned by the way as part of a bigger, much more wonderful topic that is being discussed. So let's see what I mean with that.